church tonight that we cannot and we must not lose sight of. Amen. If you lose sight of some things, you will not see what we've seen today. If you lose sight of things, you'll not see some things that we see on a weekly basis. And we don't want to lose sight of them things. We don't want to stop seeing people be born again. We don't want to stop seeing people being healed. We don't want to stop seeing people feel what God has for them and take what God has for them. And I want to show you tonight three things that we must not and we cannot lose sight of tonight. And tonight what I want to do is I want to go to Luke chapter number 2, and we're going to begin reading in verse number 40. And when we read this tonight, we have three candles. And I'm going to go ahead tonight, and we're going to have some ladies come tonight. I don't know who it'll be yet, but I'm just going to call some ladies out, and they're going to come on each one of these, whichever one that comes tonight, and they're going to light that candle. We're going to let that candle burn, not only for baby Landry, but some things that we're not going to lose sight of in this church. Some things we're not going to lose sight of in this church. Amen? If you have a copy of God's Word, Luke chapter number 2 and verse number 40, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word tonight. Luke chapter number 2 and verse number 40, and the Bible says, And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover, and when he was 12 years old, they went to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days as they returned, the child Jesus, he tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinfolk and acquaintances. And when they had found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. His mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us this? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowly. We were upset looking for you. And he said unto them, How is it that you sought me? Wist you not that I must be about my father's business? Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, Father, I pray we don't lose sight of some things inside this church tonight. Lord God, there are some things tonight that we need to keep our eyes focused on tonight, and the main thing tonight is Jesus Christ, God Almighty. Father God, we need to keep our eyes focused on you tonight. We need to be glued in on you tonight, not on ourselves, not on our brother, not on our sister, not on the next man that's in the room, but we need to keep our eyes focused on you tonight, Father. Father God, tonight we don't need to look to the left and we don't need to look to the right. We just need to look straight to heaven tonight, Father. We need to give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory for the things that you do in our life. Lord God, tonight everybody can look around this room tonight, including myself, and I can say that you've been better than good to me. Lord God, the evidence is all over my life tonight. Father God, there may be times in my life I don't feel like evidence is there, but Father God, if I just open my eyes tonight, I see you all over my life. And Lord God, tonight, I thank you for that. I thank you tonight that you're a Father that loves us and cares for us. And Father God, not only that, but you hear us tonight. So Lord God, I'd ask you tonight for the next few moments, I'd ask you if you'd please just sit down with us. Lord God, if you don't sit down, it won't be no count. Lord God, if the Holy Ghost don't speak tonight, it won't be no count. Lord God, we've not come in to hear a normal sermon. We've come in to hear from God. We've come to hear from you, Lord. Lord, I'd ask you for just a few moments to speak to our hearts tonight. Tell this church, tell this preacher, there's some things I just can't lose sight of. Father, I love you, and Father, I thank you. Guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Let it be all about you and not one single thing about me. It's in Jesus Christ's most holy, precious name, and all God's people say. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Here there was a time of custom, and they had went to this place, and they had took Jesus with them. His mother and father had went to this place, and as they was traveling on, they went, and when the time was done, they started going back home. And as they started going back home, they got along their way, and there's with their kin folks, and they were just walking down the road. And they thought everybody should be where they should be, and you know what? Something happened, though. When they got to where they was going, Jesus wasn't with them, and they said, hey, where's Jesus at? And I told you tonight, there's some things as a church that we must not lose sight of, and we cannot lose sight of tonight. Can I get an amen? Hey, number one tonight, you know what his mom and daddy lost sight of? They lost sight of the presence of Jesus Christ. I want you to get this tonight. They lost sight of his presence. Hey, they didn't even know he was in the company. Friends, tonight, I want you to know, if I moved that flower tonight for a reason. Hey, usually that flower would sit right here on this table and everybody would notice it. But I guarantee you somebody noticed that flower was moved tonight. Hey, we can come in and we can notice when somebody's not sitting in their seat. We can notice when the flower's not where it needs to be. We can notice when the choir sings off cue a little bit. You'll notice when the preacher ain't where he needs to be just a little bit. And we won't say nothing. We'll just keep on going. Hey, but I want you to know tonight, we can come in this place each and every time in and time out, and the Holy Ghost of heaven not be in here, and we won't even miss that it's gone. Friends, tonight, if God's going to do a work in our life, we must get to the place where we know that the presence of God must be in this place. Amen? We don't even need to take a step without knowing that God's presence is all around us tonight. Look with me, if you would, in verse number 43. And when they had fulfilled the days as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother knew not of it. Hey, that's their kid, and they knew not of it. But look what he says in 44. But they supposing him to have been in the company, hey, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinfolks and their acquaintances. Hey, tonight they lost the presence of Jesus Christ and went back doing the things that they had always done. I'd say last night we didn't do something that we always do. Would you agree with me? Hey, it got a little different last night. Amen. Hey, the Holy Spirit was all over this place last night. It was from wall to wall. It was from top to top. It was from bottom to bottom. And I want you to know, last night the presence of God was in this place. Can I get an amen? Hey, I don't know about you, but as your pastor, each and every time we come inside these four walls, I want to feel the presence of God. Don't you? Hey, I want to be able to come in this place, and if there's somebody sick tonight, I want to be able to call on the name of Jesus Christ, ask him to heal that individual, and by the power and authority of the word of Jesus tonight, that a healing would come down. Friends, tonight, the only way that a healing will come is when Jesus is in the house. Amen? When the presence of God is in that place. I would ask you tonight, when was the last time you've been in the presence of God? When was the last time you've been right in the presence of God? Tonight I told you we was going to light these candles tonight, and we're going to do that. And number one candle tonight we're going to light is because of the presence of God being in this place. If there's one thing we don't want to lose in this place, that is the presence of God. We want him to know that he's welcome in this place. This ain't our house, this is his house. Amen? And we want him to be here. We want to meet him here when we come to this place. And when his mother and father had journeyed on, they had lost the presence of Jesus Christ. Friends, tonight, a sad time in our life is when a child of God will walk days, will walk weeks, will walk months, and will walk years and not even know that the presence of God is missing on your life. I want to ask you, last night when you went home, who told you spouse said, "That was a good service"? I did. That was a good service. Why was it good? Because the presence of God was there. Amen? Man, it was all over the place. You could feel it just bouncing all over the place. Last night, about 11 o'clock, I knew I was going to get up early. I told Brandy, I said, "Baby, we've got to get some rest. I mean, it's 11 o'clock. We're going to have to get rest." But the presence of God, you know what it'll do? It'll stir an individual. It'll get an individual stirred in a place in their life. I want to ask you tonight this question right here. What can you and I do to make sure the presence of God is always in this place when we come in? You know who stirs up that gift tonight? You and I. We come in this place, we stir up that gift. We pray and we ask God to move when we come into this place. So number one tonight, I'd say the presence of God must be in this place each and every time we come. I'm going to ask my wife tonight if she'll come tonight and light this candle tonight on the presence of God. We're going to light this candle tonight, and it's going to signify that we want God's presence in this place each and every time we come. Amen? We want his presence in this place. Folks, tonight, when his presence comes in a place, his presence comes to that place, there will be light in that place. Amen? The presence of God. But let me show you something else tonight. Not only the presence of God that we want when we come into this place, but I want to show you something else we must not lose sight of. They lost sight of his presence. They didn't know where he was. But number two tonight, they lost sight of his power. Hey, when he's not in the presence, there is no power. When Jesus Christ is not present, there is no power. Have you ever just tried to do something for God and you kept trying to live for God? You kept trying to do for God and you felt like you was a failure? You felt like you was run down? You felt like you was beat down? You know why? Because you was doing it in your own strength and you do it in your own power. But when you do it in God's power and you do it in God's strength and you let His presence work in your life and you let His power come alive inside of your life, the work that you do is not strenuous. Amen? Look with me tonight in verse number 46, and we'll start with 45. When not only the presence we can't lose sight of, but we cannot lose sight of His power. Look at this tonight. And when they found Him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking Him. They was looking for Him. And look at 46. And it came to pass that after 3 days, 3 days, 3 days, they done been out of the presence of Jesus. This mama's going crazy. Amen? For 3 days, they can't even find Him, and now they're going looking for Him. And they get astonished at what they see when they find Him. Look what they said. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found Him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors. Can I say to you tonight that in Jackson, Mississippi this morning, that same Jesus was sitting in the midst of them doctors. Amen? That same Jesus was sitting in the midst of them doctors and teaching them doctors something. I'm no doctor. I've never been to school to be a doctor, but I do know this. When the great physician comes up, you must pay attention. Amen? I don't know Landry's healing. I don't know for it's who it is in this building. It was for me, I know. It was for you. It strengthened my faith. It strengthened your faith. Brother Kevin and Sister Kim, it strengthened their faith. It strengthened Brother Brian and Sister Lori's faith. I know it's had to, amen. That's a grandbaby. All y'all got grandbabies. Hey, that power that come in that baby, that's got to strengthen them. Amen. Brother Hayden and Sister Kinsey, it strengthened their faith. But let me give you somebody else that strengthened. About the doctors. They done prepared this mama and daddy for the worst and said, I'm just telling you, it's going to be bad. But God. You know where Jesus sits? He sits in the temple. He sits with the doctors. He sits with the sinners. Oh, He sits with the thieves. He sits with the homosexuals. He sits in all these places. Oh, no, He don't, preacher. He knocks on everybody's door. There's not a door He don't knock on. The problem is we don't open that door and allow Him to come in. Friends, tonight I want you to know He's got dominion, He's got control, He's got power. He can put His presence anywhere He wants it, and He can show out when He wants to. Amen? He said they got there, and they seen Him sitting in the temple, and He was teaching, and He was teaching the doctors. Man, if you ever thought about that, them doctors today in Jackson, Mississippi, when that baby come out and that oxygen, that heart rate was 110, you think about what them doctors thought. Hey, you and I, we just prayed. That's all we done. But you think about being skilled, knowledge, know-it-all, got all the degrees you can have, got them hanging across the wall. I'm not discrediting them one bit. I thank God for doctors. I think God uses doctors. But I want you to know a doctor's limited in what he can do. There's one created that body, and that is the great physician, and he can heal that body when he wants to heal it. Man's limited. Man's limited. A man can't do but so much. But God can do so much more when men get out of the way. When you let His presence come to that place and you let His power come to that place. I want to ask you tonight, when Jesus Christ saved you and His presence, the Holy Ghost come to live inside of you, that power started coming, didn't it? When that presence, you allowed Him to save you and come inside of you, that power started coming. And friends, I want you to know tonight, when you look into that word tonight, hey, I'm not no scholar. You can tell that, amen? You can tell that how I talk, how I teach. I ain't no scholar. Let me tell you, I've been saved with the best of them, amen? I've been saved with the best of them. It took just as much blood to save me as it has anybody else. Amen? It took just as much blood. You say, how much blood did it take, Brother BJ, to save you? Just a drop. Just a drop. You mean it didn't take the whole load? Oh, no, it didn't take the whole load. If it had took it, He'd have gave it. But He gave it all on the cross. He said, but it only took a drop. That's how powerful Jesus Christ is, His power on your life tonight. Let me show you this in the text right here. He said not only the presence, but the power that we never want to lose in this place. Look what he says. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found Him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them. Wonder what they're talking about. Wonder what they're talking about in Jackson today. I hope y'all where I'm at tonight. I thought about that. Boys, what are we going to do? Get the daddy out of the room. Just get him out of the room. Boys, what are we going to do? I don't know what we're going to do. Well, y'all told the mom and daddy that's going to be bad. Well, but God. Hey, Sister Shannon, can I get an amen? Got a doctor in the house, she'll tell you. But God. Hey, you know, that's what we got tonight. We got faith and we believe that God's going to heal and God's going to move. Amen. Said, preacher, we're Baptists. We don't believe in healing. Oh, don't pray for me if you don't believe it. Amen. I've told my wife, when I get down and I get sick, you make sure you get some prayer warriors to come to where I'm at. Don't call no sissy and don't call no wimp. Hey, if I'm going to fight, I don't want a sissy to go with me. Do you? Hey, I better get me a Lee Akers and a Hagen Scott or Austin Laws. Bring some of the old big meated jokers in there. Bring me somebody with a backbone. Bring me somebody. In case I get whooped, they can pick me up. Amen. When Jesus came to this place, his presence come, but his power come. And they was listening. He was listening to what they were saying. But he said, not only was he listening to what they were saying, he was teaching them. I wonder what this last night we prayed for that baby and we see the healing. I wonder what it's taught me. I wonder what it's taught you. Will you be over it tomorrow? Was you over it today? Don't get over his power. Don't get over it. Listen to this. He said, and it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and his answers. And his answers. Sister Vicki, I'm going to ask you tonight if you would. You're part of that family. And your family's seen the power this week. Y'all's family's been through a lot. I'm going to ask you to light that candle right there just to represent power tonight. We have God's presence, amen? We're going to light this candle tonight and the power that he put on that baby, but the power he's put on all these kids, all these people in this room. Did it light, sister? Amen. It's the presence of God on your life tonight. I was telling Brother Lee Markham a while ago, this morning at 3 o'clock, when I ran on that curve down there going out towards Columbus and that old white fence, they got metal. I went around that curve, 102.9, went and picked up a K-Love Wood. And it said that the God who stays, he's the God who stays. Next thing I know, I was in Starkville, Mississippi. Do y'all understand the presence of God on your life? Mamas and daddies, I promise you, you want this presence of God on your children. You can't. If you get his presence, you're going to get his power. If you get his presence, you're going to get his power. There ain't no way around it. If you get his presence, you're going to get his power. There's not a person in this room don't want his power on their life to be evident of what God done. But I got a third thing I want to show you tonight that I've just been drilling on this week, today. We see his presence and we see his power. You never get his presence and you never get his power in your life. Get this. You never get his presence and you never get his power. You never get his presence and you never get his power. Who in here has got his presence in their life? Amen? Okay. Who here's got his power on their life? Amen. You never have his presence and you never have his power without him having a purpose for your life. Why did he heal that baby? Number one, it was his presence. Number two, it was his power because he has a purpose for her. What is it, preacher? I don't know. She'll have to find that out. Brother Connor, the presence of God's on your life. His power's on your life. What's your purpose is? I don't know. That's your business, not mine. Brother Hagin, that's yours, not mine. Everybody in this room, that's your business. That's between you and God. But he has never put his, he's never saved nobody, give them the power without giving them a purpose. Never has. If you're saved in here tonight, and that you're saved, you have his power, and he's got a purpose for you. This church, I believe on the authority of God's word, he's ordained this place. I believe he set this place apart. I don't know what's about it, but he has, because he has a purpose for this church. I don't know what all it contains of right now, but I just know we just want to be right in it. Amen? And I want to show you the purpose in the word of God. Remember, he's got, you got his presence, you got his power, you got a purpose. You got a purpose tonight. You got a purpose. You got a purpose. Why would they put a 302 in a Mustang without spinning tires? Without running it? Well, Harold, why? Why would you put a big motor in a car like that if you ain't going to run it? Why would God put so much power in you, Austin Lawson, if he didn't want you to run that power? He said, preacher, it may run out of power. Holy Ghost don't run out of power. Holy Spirit don't run out of power. Tonight, there's a lot inside of you tonight. He's wanting to use it in a mighty way. Last night, as your pastor, I seen you tap me, you, I, us, whoever, tap into that power about that much. That much. That ain't much. But that much right there blowed my mind last night. Which I am weak-minded now, by the way. But that much right there blew my mind like crazy. What about if we got about that much? But what about if I just got Brother BJ completely out of the way? Who cares? And I got that much. What could happen? Let me show you the purpose. He says in the Word tonight, not only do we see his presence, his power, but his purpose. Look at verse 48. And when they saw him, they saw Jesus, they saw his presence, they saw his power, they were amazed. Everybody in this room tonight seen what happened with that baby and you're amazed. You are. You said, I can't believe it. And when they saw him, what he done, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And Jesus said unto them, how is it that you sought me? Detroit term. Do you not know I'm going to be about daddy's business? You say, what's the purpose on my life, preacher? I don't know what the purpose is, but I do know one thing. It's about the Father's business. It's about the Father's business. On a Tuesday night, we're supposed to have been sitting at home doing our own thing. That's your time, that's my time. But last night, as a church, we humbled ourselves. We come to the house of God. He said, we're two or three gathered together. We've done what the book said. We got on our knees before Almighty God and we asked him to heal that baby. Folks, tonight I want you to know when the presence of God shows up in an individual's life and his power, the purpose will come forth. Never look for your purpose. Never look for the purpose until you had his presence. Never look for his purpose on your life until you had his power. When his presence and power comes alive in your life, his presence on your life will be stronger than ever. Sister Cable. That purpose on your life tonight, I don't know what it is. But I want you to think about this tonight. That was the first battle we've seen won, I feel like, in a day or two. But that battle was won. And it was won because God's presence, his power, and his purpose came forth. That's why. He just chose to use us to pray and talk to him. So tonight, anytime anybody ever gets born again, and they get done asking Jesus to come in the heart, we always tell them, now thank him. I was taught as a kid, if you gave me something, I'm supposed to say, thank you. Now, a spoiled child won't say, but a humble child, a respectful child will say, thank you. So tonight what I want to do in closing this out is I want to gather back around this wall. We're closing right now. We're going to gather back around this wall. We're going to thank God for his presence, his power, and his purpose on this place tonight. And we're going to thank him for healing that baby. We gathered around it last night and asked him to do it. Let's gather around it tonight and tell him, thank you. Don't hold hands. Don't touch one another. Just gather around the room, around that wall. You're going to be fine. His presence, his power, and his purpose is on this place.